Every week, I go through one of my top 10 lists of things to do to help your dog be a happy and integrated part of the family. Today, I'm giving you the top 10 things to do to keep your dog safe. Number 1, ID your dog. Your dog should wear an identification tag with your name, address, and phone number at all times. This will increase the chances of your dog being returned to you if he's lost or he runs away. And if you have a cottage, consider getting a second tag made for when you're up there. Number 2, consider microchips or tattoos. Microchips and tattoos permanently identify your dog. Even if he loses his collar and tag while he's off adventuring, this can be an invaluable asset in getting your dog back should he become lost. It's a small cost for the peace of mind that it'll bring you. And number 3, provide outdoor shelter. Your dog needs a sheltered area for the time he spends outside. The shelter should provide shade in the summer and warmth in the winter. It doesn't necessarily need to be a doghouse. If you are going to provide shelter in the wintertime, remember to put straw in your dog's house if you are going to use a doghouse, because it acts as an insulator and keeps your dog's body temperature up there as far as being toasty and warm. And in the summertime, if your dog gets too hot, remember to cool down your dog with lukewarm water and rinse around his waist and his neck and his paws, and he will be very grateful for that. I do that a lot with my Bernese Mountain Dog when she was alive. When she would pant excessively, I would just turn on the hose and hose her down, and she looked at me very gratefully and said, "Thank you, Mom." Number 4, watch the heat. Dogs don't sweat like we do and can succumb to heat stress in a matter of minutes, like I said before. So don't leave your dog in the car when it's hot. And if you absolutely have to, park in the shade and leave the windows open. When your dog is outside in the warmer months, he should always have plenty of shade to lie down and plenty of fresh, cool water. And the number 5 thing to do to keep your dog safe is this: travel safely. Keep your dog safe in the car by using a crate or by attaching your dog to a seatbelt with a harness. Never let your dog ride free in the back of a pickup truck or allow him to hang out his head out of the car window. What I like to do with my little dog is I have a bed, and because my dog knows go to your bed on command, as soon as I open the car door, I say to Stogie, "Stogie, go to your bed," and he happily jumps in his bed, and I have an extra leash that's attached to a little clip in my car on the floor, and I clip him onto the leash when he's in his bed so he's safe. God forbid I have to slam my foot on the brakes. And number 6, find a pet sitter or a boarding kennel. Make arrangements for your dog's care when you go away. Have a friend or reliable pet sitter come over to tend to the dog, or find a good place for him to board. Remember that your dog needs more than just food and water and the opportunity to relieve himself. He needs exercise, stimulation, and companionship. Things that good boarding facilities will provide. If you opt for boarding, you really need to inspect the facilities before you drop your dog off. And I'm going to do top 10 things on boarding at a later date. And number 7, prepare for disasters. This might sound a little dramatic, but your household emergency drills need to include the plans for your dog. Your dog is a member of your family. Be prepared to care for him in the event of a disaster, such as a fire or a natural disaster like a flood. Make an emergency kit with clean water, food, and first aid equipment, and find out in advance where you can take your dog, God forbid, if there's an emergency. And the number 8 thing to do is make sure you have an emergency contact. Enlist a family member or a friend to take care of your dog in the event that you can't due to a sudden illness, hospitalization, or another emergency. This person should be someone your dog has spent some time with and is comfortable with. Leave a list of general care instructions in a safe place. And the number 9 thing is many of us do all we can to avoid it, but you really need to make a will. You really should make arrangements for the safety and care of your pet in the event of your death. Don't assume that a family member will step in and take care of your dog. I've done it for my guys, and let me tell you, they're really well taken care of. Enough with the heavy stuff. And the number 10 thing to do to ensure your dog's safety is take pictures. Of course, you do this anyway. You'll want a picture of your dog to grace your desk or send as a Christmas card. But more importantly, a current photo will be invaluable in the event that your dog gets lost. It's a good idea to make sure that you have detailed photos of any distinguishing marks. So there you have it, the top 10 things to do to keep your dogs safe.